And again, Kathy Dawes, along with Riley County Police Captain Tim Hagerty today, and only have a little less than 10 minutes left, 537-1350. Of course, we were talking about the apprehension of Stephen Harris and Cora Brown in Wichita today, and probably on their way back to Manhattan fairly soon on charges that vary, of course. Cora Brown, I believe, was possession of methamphetamine, and Stephen Harris on murder and attempted murder. But moving along, you know, you had mentioned something about, you know, we were talking about the safety in our neighborhoods, and hopefully Manhattan's a little safer than most, but you'd brought up a rape that had occurred, and it brought to mind a recent law board meeting. I know there was a lot of publicity having to do with the number of rape cases reported in April of this year compared to the year prior, and
right.
That was addressed just briefly at that law board meeting, but kind of took on a life of its own, as these things sometimes do. And I'm thinking the numbers might have been 16 comes to mind,
yes,
or compared to 8 the year before. Anything to say about that?
Well, you used the correct word there. You used the word reported. And some people, when they've talked about this issue, have couched it in terms of rapes increased by X percentage over the same time last year. And that's not accurate. It's rapes reported. And we in law enforcement and those people who deal with rape on a regular basis know that that's one of the most underreported crime. So when I say rapes reported, and I'm not making light of that in any way, and acknowledging the fact that there are far more that probably go unreported. And so the law board members were questioning essentially what can be done about that. That was their main concern, and it was from a community safety concern, and I do appreciate that. And there are some things that can be done, but most of these, and in those numbers were child rapes, which again, people don't often think of as a rape, but statutorily that can apply. And most of these were acquaintances. They weren't total strangers, and that's a rarity in Manhattan, a complete stranger rape. So most of these were acquaintances. Many of them were what we would categorize as date rapes. And I believe it was Mayor Reddy who asked, you know, inquiring what could be done about this. And, of course, education is one thing. Another interesting thing, and we haven't really talked about this at the police department, but there's a program, and I believe the name of it's called You Have Options, and it began in Ashland, Oregon. And it was a program that's designed to increase the reporting of rapes and allowing the victim the option to determine what the victim wanted done with that. Oftentimes, we have victims that aren't interested in pursuing something, so they're hesitant to report. But if we give them the option not to report, simply to provide information, then we may get a pattern of individual suspect behavior that could help later down the road. So that's certainly one of the things. When it comes to alcohol and rapes, you know, there are some things that I think we probably could work with the university to address, if the university is willing to address that kind of behavior. To be honest, there have been times in the past that they haven't been. So, yes, there are certain things that can be done. But, you know, knowing that, focusing on time of day and day of week and whatnot, with crimes involving people who know each other, you know, that's not particularly helpful. If we were to discover that of the rapes that weren't child rapes, that most of them occurred at 1 o'clock in the morning in the suspect's residence. Well, because they knew each other in some fashion, even if it's an acquaintance, that doesn't help us. So what helps us is to delve into the behaviors that led up to that and see if we can't somehow address those behaviors on a community level.
Well, and you had mentioned the reported aspect too, and it brought to mind years ago I was very involved with child abuse prevention in,
yes,
my home county, Atchison County, and we did a lot of presentations to grade school children and preschool children, and interestingly, the numbers went up because maybe people were more aware.
Exactly, and when you promote, for instance, the You Have Options, you're going to see, you know, if we were to do that, we would see an increase in rapes. And that's kind of what you expect if you encourage people to report them, and you saw that very thing. And that's the same thing with any type of crime. If you either become, you make people more aware of it, encourage them to report it, or if you actively go out and seek it more often from a law enforcement perspective, you're going to initially see a spike, and people are going to wonder why, and that's because we have more people reporting. We're putting more effort into discovering that. And in the end, that's going to be a good thing.
Well, before we wrap up, actually, before we wrap up today, too, we have about 2 or 3 minutes left. Anything else you're wanting to highlight? I know we have the big Memorial Day weekend coming up. Hopefully people will be safe out there, or just anything to kind of remind folks of today.
Well, you mentioned one of the things earlier, lock your doors, particularly cars. That is the number one thing someone could do to prevent becoming the victim of a vehicle burglary is simply lock it. A vast majority, meaning 70-80% of the vehicle burglaries, involve unlocked vehicles. People who commit these crimes tend to like to put as little effort into it as possible, especially not to get caught, and so an unlocked vehicle is as little as effort as you can get. So they don't break windows, by and large. They don't pry open doors. If it's unlocked, they'll go in. If it isn't, they'll pass it, and they'll look for an unlocked car because there are plenty of those out there. So I would just say that in driving. Driving, and I think I always talk about this, but it drives me crazy to see, and particularly when I'm not in my work car, people out there on the road texting. I happened to be with my daughter just yesterday, and we were at a stoplight, and she looks over, and there's a guy just texting away, and the light turns, and he continues to, it's indefensible. I want someone to try to go in front of a judge who's gotten a ticket for that and say, "Judge, it is safe for me to text and drive, and I don't believe that I should be found guilty of this." I would like someone to call in right now and explain why it's a good idea to text and drive. I'd really like to hear that.
And we only have a minute left, so. But it has been something to really think about. And even though, as we started things off today, they've apprehended Stephen Harris. And I know there were a lot of concerns about that, found in Wichita. But continue to be safe. I guess we've all maybe learned something from this whole thing.
I hope so. I hope so, and I hope it's a long time before we have another.
Well, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Captain.
Riley County Police Captain Tim Hegarty with us today. We'll take a break, come back with U.S. Congressman Roger Marshall of the 1st District, and you're listening to In Focus.